can't say on the radio podcast.
Hey, friends. Welcome to the pod. Glad you're here with us. We appreciate you very much. How is everyone feeling? Laura is in a clean outfit today after the mess of yesterday. A little post-show excursion. Because here's the thing. I do get asked, I don't want to say frequently, but from time to time, I'll get the ask from my circle of friends like, hey, you guys are actually kind of like friends, right? Like, you should get along off
here. Oh, yeah. I wouldn't work with you if I wasn't friends.
I'm like, yeah. You get up at a dumb time 5 days a week.
Better enjoy it.
You certainly better enjoy it. And so yesterday post-show, Benny had to stay. You had some stuff to do around the office.
The life of a producer, yep.
Yep. And Laura was headed out of town, and I was wrapped up. I was like, oh, I've got to... Sarah is hunting for crab meat. Not the fake stuff, but the real stuff. And the reason why she doesn't want to actually buy the king crab legs, it's a lot of work to make some crab cakes.
Correct.
Where you can get the can where they've done the work. You pay more, which we're fully aware, but homemade crab cakes, delish.
I don't think I've ever had a crab cake.
Oh.
It's like a crab muffin, kind of, right?
No, it's flat.
No, it's like
a pancake.
Deep fried, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Oh,
you can do it. People do it with zucchini, like veggies who don't like any even seafood or.
Sure.
Or your vegan.
But crab cakes, though. Mm-mm.
They're super delicious.
I love crabs.
An insanely amount, a high amount of protein. Oh, yeah.
There's a reason that you say, I love crab, and not I love crabs.
Yeah. Is it crab or crabs in the proper plural?
What, when you
form?
Have them in your...
It'd be like beef versus cows, I would think. Like, you love beef.
So do you love crab as in meat, or do you love crabs as in the STI?
I love the meat, obviously. Nobody says that they love STIs. Literally nobody.
Everybody has a king.
I don't want to know that person.
So we're at the big box store south of the 401. And we're in there, we're wheeling the aisles, because Laura was so kind. She had to do a little bit of shopping, but we didn't roam every aisle, but that's my thing. I will hit the entire floor map.
You're a liar.
What?
We did so.
We didn't hit every aisle. We did not.
Oh, what? We didn't go through the super expensive tech stuff at the very beginning.
No,
that was
it. Didn't go to the jewelry area? No.
And there was about three or four food aisles that we skipped. We didn't go through the cleaning supplies all the way through.
You really go through all of those aisles?
Every aisle, even the middle.
Why?
Because I just want to see. Sometimes they have things you go, oh, I could use that in my life.
I thought we went through plenty of aisles.
What do you mean, even the middle? That's usually the one that I go to.
The middle has all the fun stuff.
Yeah, but I don't often buy clothes at that store.
That's fair.
Very rarely. I think I bought a zip up once that I still don't wear. So there's that.
Get some good books on good deals there.
I can't say I buy a lot of books. I have a whole pile of books. Okay, so we're done our shopping, and it's legendary. The $1.50 hot dog, I was going to, because it was around lunchtime. But I went, how about some ice cream? And before I finished it, she is always full of the ho yas. She went, yeah, let's do it. So they've changed it. If you haven't been, I hadn't been to Costco in quite some time. They now have where you run your own kiosk, basically, like anywhere. It's self-service. Punch in. We're side by side, but there is that plexiglass divider. We don't talk about what we're getting. Like, I'm going to get some ice cream. She doesn't know. I could be getting either variant of a cone or the blend, or I could get a sundae without any prompting, anything whatsoever, any knowledge shared, talking, bloop, 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 pay. Oh, what'd you get? Ah, caramel sundae. Me too!
Aww.
Yep.
You guys.
Little stepbrother's moment right here.
So good. So much room for activities. We get it. Then, well, we pay for it. We don't even walk away from the kiosk, and they're already yelling at Laura's number. 656 from behind the plexiglass. She's like, oh, that's me. Boom. I'm waiting. I was a lower number. Not that that really mattered. Like, okay, I'm waiting. I'm thinking, okay, it's ice cream. It'll take 18 seconds to get done. I see hot dogs flying out. I see pizza. Then we have a little bit of small talk. Laura's holding on to it, but then you're observing it melting. Like, it's because that caramel's
hot. It's sinking. My actual, like, the frosty tip of my sundae was slowly just disappearing. Like a landslide, but with my sundae just getting engorged by all this caramel.
100%. But you could see, like, oh, this is good. And you did one little sneaky bite. But then what, you just felt this vibe, the eyes, judgy.
No, I just felt the beginning of caramel all over my chin. That is the issue. It started then and there in Costco. So Jeff was nice enough not to shame me for not waiting for him. So he said, you go outside, eat your sundae. I'll be out in a couple minutes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, he was not out in a couple minutes.
Yeah. Give me your receipt. I'll push the cart out in a moment. I had three things. Laura had 39. And I'm waiting and waiting and waiting. Everybody that was there before me and then subsequently after me got all their food. So then, and I'm not this guy, but I finally wheel up to the window and go, pardon me, I feel, can you just double check you have my ticket? It's been 14 minutes for an ice cream. And she looks, and you can see there's nothing. But then she looks over, and there's a pile of a couple of white papers. Well, it was just a white paper in a corner. She's like, oh, there, I lost it. There it is. She gave it to the other woman, and 10 seconds later, I had my ice cream. So I was on my way. I push it out. As I go through, once they do the little signature on the receipt, the door is open, and there's Laura leaning up against one of those red pillars. She is two scoops away from being right at the bottom of her ice cream. But I would suggest 24% was splattered down the front of her, all the way, a little bit on her pants, but mostly on her coat. And then there were actually a couple of drops on her running shoes.
Yep. Yeah.
This kills me.
Listen, I was not expecting them to take so long with your sundae. I thought you'd be out in a hot second. And the second I knew, like, when you're waiting for somebody by any doorway, what is the normal human thing to do? Stand right in front of it.
Yeah, yeah.
So
yeah.
That's exactly what I did. I popped a lean on those little pillars right outside the Costco doors, and I said, all right, I'm just going to enjoy this thing. YOLO. Except for it was also slightly windy, that that caramel was starting to get very sticky being combined with the ice cream, but while also being melty. It was kind of like, oh, what's that, that Quebec, the maple syrup thing? It was like that happening to my caramel.
It was just very stringy.
Very stringy. So I'm sitting there waiting for you, like, ah, it can't be that long. And by the time I had even walked out of the Costco, I already had my hands covered in caramel from that one sneak bite I tried to take underneath my mask. So I get out of there and I'm like, ah, whatever, I'm just gonna look like an idiot waiting for you. So I wasn't expecting you to take like 15 minutes, so I'm sitting there just shoveling this this sundae into my face, and I know I'm weirding people out because I'm just standing and dead staring into the exit of Costco as people were coming out. I'm looking them in the eye, just like
devilishly eating ice cream,
just layering caramel all over my chin like I have some
getting after it. The visual for me is, we've all been at home making something in the blender when you pull the blender out while it's still spinning and it goes.
Hey, in that situation, you have two options. You could put the sundae down and say, this is ridiculous, I'm not going to look like this in public, possibly throw it out because by the time you get home to eat it, I mean, it would definitely be melted.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or just say, screw it. Eat the ice cream. I don't know any of these people coming out of the Costco except for you. It's actually more of a damper to your ego than mine. That's your home Costco.
Yeah.
That's your home base.
Well, as I wheel out with a full cart. So I have a full cart and I have a equally melting caramel sundae.
And bright orange shoes.
And, oh, yeah.
I wear my runners and I go, I'm like, what the hell happened to you? Who did you fight while eating your ice cream?
I always wonder why my dog likes to get into a mud puddle whenever she has the chance to roll around in it. And I realize I taught her that.
Obviously.
Indirectly, apparently. Yeah.
When I eat anything. And I remember, like, I'm waiting for you. I'm staring at these people. I'm like, they must think I'm such a creep. And then I started getting ice cream on my sweater that was underneath my jacket. So then I zipped my jacket up thinking, like, oh, I'll hide the ice cream. And then I just got more ice cream on my jacket.
I couldn't even. And then so we push over to my car because we parked in pretty much the opposite end of the parking lot. And I push over. I throw my 3 or 4 items in the back. And I'm just sitting there chatting. And Laura's still, you know, she's trying to scrape because now it's rock hard caramel, but equally as delicious. So you're trying to consume it all. And she's it's everywhere. We had to pop open my paper towel just so Laura could drive home and not be like Spider-Man.
Yep.
Everything in her car.
Spider-Man is the perfect way to describe it. Just my hands weren't the only thing Spider-Man. My chin was.
I know. We had to get the hand sani, then the paper towels. But a little known discovery. So last night I was running out the door to go to hockey practice. I looked down on my shoe. I had one. But like one droplet.
A little
if that
speck.
Was blood, I would have been convicted of murder.
May I also add that there also was one droplet on the cart that you were pushing?
Okay. Fair.
So?
But that wasn't even part of the eating process. That was me just with one hand trying to push the cart out of the store with a melting ice cream.
Well, sorry that you weren't staring at a door that was facing upwind, so you didn't have the backsplash of caramel on your face. By the time we got to your car, you were facing downwind, and then it was actually probably splashing on me all over again.
You could have moved for the 12 minutes, 14 minutes I was waiting for you could have been, this is not going well. I should duck around, I should duck around the corner.
Man. Can't leave my wolf pack.
Oh, man.
Benny, you're amiss, so we have to
Benny,
do
you're
this.
Coming next time.
We're gonna do this, and then we're gonna record Laura eating her sundae. And then we're gonna put it on OnlyFans because someone will pay money.
I'm sure.
I would do that for OnlyFans. That's even better than feet pictures, because I feel like nobody would do something dirty with a video of me eating a sundae the way I eat a sundae. But
have you ever heard of cake farts? That was such a big thing.
Ew, what?
It was disgusting. It was forever ago, like early internet days. A friend of mine who... We all have a friend. We've already discussed it today. Everybody's got a friend that sends you the grossest things that they can find just to gross you out. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. My friend sent me this thing, and all it was a woman, bare-bottomed, sticking her butt onto a cake and then farting on it.
What?
So the icing would, like, bubble up a little bit. Like, it's so gross.
No.
But there was a series of those. She had a career around
that. Wait. Just because there's a lot of them doesn't mean they're successful.
Hey, they've been shared, apparently.
Yeah, but how many views are we talking about here?
Well, it wasn't on YouTube, so I didn't really see how many. This was forever ago.
Well, I will not be butt smashing in the ice cream.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, we don't have to go that far. Let's just have a little caramel on someone's face or something.
Hey, you're the one who wanted to put it up on OnlyFans.
Well, God, look.
I thought we would have a competition and see who would be able to finish the sundae and be the most clean. But the rules are, see, Benny's into this.
I'm definitely into that.
Hashtag,
for sure.
It's a Taurus thing, probably.
It's got to be.
Tauruses.
Yep, got to be.
So what we'd have to do, though, we both have to be facing into the wind. It has to be, you know, there has to be equal playing field here.
Okay.
You can't off to your car and face downwind.
I get it.
We'll all stand. We'll put X's on the ground. Mm-hmm. We can all stand 6 feet apart in a COVID dot. And then, and then we'll try to muck after our caramel sundae to see how that works out.
Game on.
Can I do chocolate?
Oh, you don't like caramel?
I don't mind caramel.
You could do chocolate. However, I feel like it won't get stringy.
Hot fudge, it can get stringy. Oh, I guess caramel would be still stringy.
Could you do I wonder if they would do both. Could you blend both?
I mean, I definitely take both, but I could do caramel too. I'm not
so
like the first to it.
You're saying caramel. I've said caramel. You've said caramel.
Well, it has to be caramel.
Okay, but I was told, my daughter said, yeah, Dad, you know, Mom, there's two words that bugs Mom that you say. I'm like, what are you talking about? Yeah, she said, you say caramel. I'm like, what is it? She said, well, it's caramel. I'm like,
oh, caramel?
I'm like, what?
There's an A before that.
I know. I'm like caramel corn? I said, that's caramel corn, but I have caramel syrup in my...
Caramel
said,
syrup. Caramels, to me, are the little cubes that you get at...
Yes.
At,
and so...
Caramel.
Okay.
Yeah, so there it is.
If you're outside and you have flames and a grill, you are doing what? You are...
Grilling.
Barbecuing.
Yeah, barbecuing.
So I say barbecuing. And she said, no, you say barbecuing. And I'm like, no, I say barbecuing.
What's the difference?
I know.
Apparently, apparently there's barbecue or barbecue.
It's the same damn word.
I'm going crazy.
Ben, I have been in, like, she's been in my life for almost 20 years. And she's corrected me in the past.
My eyes are closed now. Say it again.
So she said, you say barbecue. And she said, no, it's barbecue.
Oh, Barbie versus Barba.
Oh, Barbie versus Barba. Very different. Barbecue. Like, for pronunciations, but I thought barbecue was just an Australian thing.
Bobby.
Well, I'll say, hey, do you want to barbecue some wings?
That sounds right.
Barbecue? I've never said barbecue, though.
Yeah. Barbie.
Unless barbecue. I'm, like, a couple pints in and pretend
so
I'm Australian.
So is it barbecue versus barbecue?
I see it now. I was focusing
barbecue,
on the first part.
Barbecue.
Barbecue. I think it's barbecue because of the spelling. However, if you do BBQ, barbecue is kind of the blend. It's kind of like the middle word.
Mm.
So last night I was like, hey, do you want to grill this weekend? She's like, what? Yeah, we'll grill outside on the grill. So I haven't acknowledged it to her. So I said, Therese, don't say anything to your mom. I'm not going to ever say the word barbecue again.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
I hear the debate between pecan versus pecan, but I've never heard anybody actually say pecan before.
I have.
Really?
Yes, and I also sat beside a dude at a wedding once who said black currant, and I was like, dude,
well, that guy's just an idiot.
We are in different class levels.
Currant. I don't even think that's
black
correct.
Black currant.
No.
Yeah.
Amuse bouche.
That guy sounds like an amuse douche.
Like, if you say pecan or courant, you need to work a little harder to get on my class level, which is clearly lower than yours, because that's nope. My mom says use guys.
Oh, well, there you are. Yeah.
All right.
She would not get along with the courant guy.
How about a one or the t'other? That is it. Yeah. That's a different, that Big Ray, that's one of his go-tos. It. Yeah, it's one or the t'other. It's none of those things, actually, Dad. And they'll often talk to me and then ask me if they're saying something correct. I'm like, you're 69 years old. Why the now do you care about changing how you pronounce a word? Really?
Oh, I don't think there's something wrong with that.
Outside
though.
Of you, you know, not being, because I'll correct him. He has said a couple of things that were just like, ooh, okay. So culturally and racially, we do not say it like that. We do not address people in that word. We've evolved. So
yeah,
we don't,
there's,
we,
yeah.
That, they're fine with correction. But I said, if you want to say one of the t'other, say one of the t'other. I don't care. You're retired. You're on your CPP, pal. You have earned the right to say one or the t'other.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Or use guys.
Or acrossed.
No.
Oh. I know a few people that say acrossed.
How about downstairs?
Downstairs. That's a new one.
How about, we're a y'all family, too.
Are you?
Do you guys ever have hot dogs?
Oh, hot dogs? Yeah.
No, but I do have milk.
Oh, milk.
You do say milk.
I say milk. And I also say crayons.
How about...
What's that one?
Thank you. So my former boss messaged me.
Crayons?
Yeah, because I said we were talking about crayons.
Crayons?
Oh, because it sounds like crayons instead of
like cranberries?
Crayons.
Yeah.
Instead of crayons.
Oh, okay.
Crayons. And so your boss was like, you're saying it wrong?
You're like, I've never heard somebody talk about how much they love crayons. I don't know what they are.
No, you respond back with, well, fuck you. Really? See, if you said that quick in conversation, it would, because it doesn't stand out. But like, I've got someone in my circle says downstairs or milk.
Milk. And similar with milk is the bagel, bagel. No, people who say bagel versus a bagel.
It's tough, though, because growing up in a small town, there's not a ton of culture where I grew up.
Amen, brother.
It wasn't until I moved to the city, and then you'd hear people speak. I'm like, oh my God, am I saying that wrong?
Mm-hmm.
There were a few, like two profs that were pretty good in school that they would correct it. It's just a little thing. Like one, I still do it to this day, and I'm glad that broadcasting in a way has normalized. It's not like this anymore.
Oh yeah.
That now we're just people and we're talking.
Yeah.
And I appreciate that because I used to say, oh yeah, coming up in just a minute. And he's like, no, the word is just, not gist. It's like the subtle things.
Yeah.
So I'd be like, oh, it's just $5. Where, and it's not just $5. It's just the slight things like that.
I find when I say four, and quite often it comes out as fur. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've got an accent and I fully accept it. This is the problem, though, is that some people's accents are seen as stupid, where other accents are like, oh, you're so cultured.
Yeah. You're so beautiful.
Like, the boyfriend's accent is so sexy, but me saying, you want to go to town and go to that Lickbo? Just doesn't get him going the same way.
No.
He's like, actually, I'm going to go fold some laundry. Yeah. I'm not horned up at all. It has left me.
Mm-hmm.
Where he could just be like, lettuce.
Like, I still think when you're talking about, I'll have
wet
to
ass,
bleep it. So
can I say it?
Yeah.
What's that?
Wet ass pussy.
Yeah.
You're like, what do you want me to play?
So good.
And what's amazing is when you meet Laura's boyfriend and then you hear her do his accent, it's totally bang on.
Yeah.
That's what I love. It's kind of like, no, you shut up. I want her to keep going.
Yeah. It's funny. It's funny when he impersonates other people in his accent, though, just because he'll try to have a regular one, but then he still sounds Brazilian. He's very good at imitating a drunk Laura.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
some good vibes. Heyo.
You said something yesterday, and because everybody has that little thing about them that you, it's like you hold near and dear, and shoot, it escapes me. Oh, what was it? You said it twice in Costco. I'm like, oh my God, like that's a total Laura thing. And if I said it to Ben, you would immediately go, Laura.
Oh, okay.
Oh, shoot. It was something.
Oh, no, I'm intrigued.
It was, I think when we acknowledge something, it was not like a, oh yeah, it wasn't that, because that's our...
Is it the, ooh, ooh, ooh?
Yes!
Is that it?
Yes! Yes! Ben, you
yes!
Wow, I never noticed.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. Yes! It's honestly, that, if some, I swear now, like, so you, Laura worked with Jay for many years, but anybody who in Laura's circle, I would imagine you're like, hey, who'd you hang out with this weekend?
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Wow, I can't say I've ever noticed that before, but I mean...
Don't change. Don't.
Oh,
don't.
No, it's great.
Don't.
Yeah.
Don't. It is your calling card. Like, it's that everybody says or does something that is so unique to them, mm-hmm. and that is yours, and it warms my heart. Because I think we're looking at... Oh, because we were going to find... So... When we do the show, we would spend way too much running basically down the road to the coffee shop to get some breakfast sandwiches and donuts or whatever, and it just adds up real quick. And when especially when you have the app, you're like, oh geez, I'm $45 in. It's yeah. Wednesday. So Laura, power move. Ooh, ooh, ooh. she brought in the best sandwich maker. Yep. Is that a Hamilton Beach?
Yep, sure is.
So
double.
Shout out. And how much did that thing cost?
Like $70, something like that.
It's been paid for. Like, in reality, we should for a month do eggs and bread to offset her initial setup.
True. Good point. Yeah.
So I think you get a reprieve for a little while. Yeah. We'll cover that off. So we make our breakfast sandwiches here in the control room, which I'm sure there's no way that would pass health and safety.
Definitely not.
But
we have fabric walls, so probably not. Yeah.
But hey, there's three of us in here to supervise.
Yeah, totally.
We've got a backup to the backup to the backup, mm-hmm. So we're fine. So normally we take turns buying all the ingredients, and we try to jazz it up. So yesterday, we were hunting, trying to get some English muffins, and we couldn't find it. We found all this like carrot cake, ooh, ooh, ooh. And then I said to Laura, oh my God, brioche buns, we should totally. I wonder if they'll fit. And then she went, ooh, ooh, ooh. And we have a 70 pack of brioche buns in here.
You're the first two people that have pointed out. I'm like,
yeah,
there it is.
We need that in some imaging for the show.
Definitely. I love it.
Everybody's got a thing, and that's it. But sidebar, how about those brioche buns for an egg sandwich?
Oh, yep.
They were dynamite.
They're so good. I highly recommend it. That's the thing. So as I want to just touch on food. Having conversations with my eldest daughter being 14, and she's trying to take more ownership of what she eats, because now with the half days, she's home by lunch.
Oh, yeah.
And it's the old, I don't want to sit by myself, because you can't even really socialize with a ton of friends or to make new friends
right.
in grade 9.
Mm-hmm.
So she's like, I just walk home and I make lunch or whatever. But she's trying to expand her palate. However, she hates everything. So I'm trying to walk her through some new ideas, like, honey, like a brioche bun, and you can make this and this and that. And I brought them home. So when I saw them yesterday, but I'm trying to get her to expand her palate. I need some advice on, so as a dad, you've got kids,
yep.
as someone who Laura has the gift of, you could have expired mustard packages, four slices of lunch meat, and one bun or one burnt bagel, and she would turn it into a gourmet meal.
Mm-hmm.
That's a gift. We've acknowledged this so often.
I love food.
So she's trying to find stuff like high in protein. She doesn't like a lot of saucy things. Like she likes predominantly vinegar and hot sauce. That's it. No mayo. She's so hard to make food for.
But does she like meat though? Does she like Greek yogurt? Because is she a sweet or salty person?
She's a blend. I would say a little more salty, but she's honestly a 50-50 blend, because she's a complete split. Her mom is more salty. I love.
So she's like a chocolate covered pretzel then.
Yeah,
a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah. So that's the challenge right now of trying to feed that 14-year-old, because her acknowledgement is, she's like, I still like having snacks and treats, but I want to eat healthier. I want to feel better.
My kids right now are in this great phase where Sadie has a game on her Leapfrog that's like, it's a cooking game, and it's just putting ingredients together. And then Ollie is obsessed with Zelda, Breath of the Wild right now. And I don't know if, Laura, you've done it yet.
I finally learned to cook.
Yeah. So there's like, you take all the ingredients, because throughout this game, you're just gathering. Yeah. You can like shoot a wolf, and then it gives you meat, so you can use that meat, and then you get like eggs and milk and all this sort of stuff. So you make these ingredients, like you make these recipes through the game, and Ollie is obsessed with that aspect of it now. So I am trying to kind of bring that into the real world at this point. Like, okay, guys, here's what we have. Like, what can we make out of this? And they're actually interested in, like, oh, yeah, well, this would be really good with this, and this would be good. And then sometimes it's like, yeah, I don't know about that. That combination might not be great. But they're more actively interested in the food that we're eating now because of video games.
Oh,
really?
Yeah. Wow. Mm-hmm.
So
you gotta
be
like Cooking Mama or something.
Back on that PS4 and that job simulator where you can be a chef.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, go make yourself dinner so you can make yourself dinner.
Yeah.
You can do that.
I need a couple of go-tos. So it cost me $20 for her to have a bite of scallops at the keg.
No.
And she was like, oh, it's delicious. Yeah, dude, you wrap it in bacon with a cream sauce. How could you not it?
But that's the problem, is you're just going to give her expensive taste. That's what happened to my sister.
Yeah, I would never take children to the keg. What? I would make them eat like nothing. I would just make them eat groceries.
It was a gift card, so let's not get too impressed here, okay? That was my birthday gift.
Right.
I took them out for dinner.
For your birthday.
Yeah. Dad move.
So I'm at a bit of a loss. Like, I've been going through trying to find every, not new diets, but new dietary offerings.
Sounds like you need a waffle maker.
Oh, yeah.
No, I'm telling you, because you can make salty waffles or you can make sweet waffles, but either way, you can put a couple scoops of protein powder in there, or you can make egg waffles with cheese.
Chaffles. Oh, yeah.
Chaffles. Those are the, yeah. You can make chaffles. So you have the sweet or salty option. So then you could make a lot out of that.
I showed her how to put together some skewers for the barbecue. And I said, dude, we'll make them together and then I'll grill them and then just put them in the fridge in a Ziploc. So you've got them over the course of a couple of days.
Sorry, skewers for the what?
Skewer for the grill.
Oh, right. Yeah.
I was like, you don't understand how easy cooking good, delicious food is. Mm-hmm. And as you get older, you have an appreciation of like, it'll take me 30 minutes, but it'll be phenomenal.
Absolutely.
Where
yeah.
At 14, I said, you're supposed to only want Wonder Bread and Kraft dinner. That's the thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's normal. Does she like salmon?
No. She her palate is so bland and so narrow. And
so
I
like bland food. Okay. Well, again, I say waffle maker then because you have a world of opportunities. But in the end, it still looks like a big chunk of bread.
Yeah. Well, she was like, oh, maybe I'll have some. I said, well, what's your favorite meal? She goes, like teriyaki steak and rice.
Hey, nothing wrong with that.
That's great.
That's good. Yeah. But then everything is rice with it. And I said, well, that's
fine. What's wrong with that?
I'm agreed. She's like, it just feels too filling. Oh, kid, that like it's not.
Don't
it's
eat
not
as
taste,
much.
Exactly. Not texture. I need Laura to come over and have a little one-on-one.
Yeah.
Half the portion size. I don't know. It's been a real slug, and it's turning into a mixed grill kitchen every night because her sister is, we call her a part-time vegetarian. Claire loves animals so much, she struggles to eat anything that has a face on it.
Yeah,
but
feel
she
her.
Does love a good cheeseburger and will eat bacon.
Yep.
Does not eat chicken.
Hey, you can still feel guilty about it, but also eat it. That's like me. I think that she should get into eating. I actually don't like eating rice and stuff like that because I feel super bloated and heavy afterwards, and maybe that's why. So maybe she just needs to go to like broccoli and peppers and stuff.
But I thought you wanted to enjoy it.
She'll try broccoli, and she'll take a little bit of like vegetable spice on it, but she doesn't like anything else.
You got to cook it right.
Put some cheese sauce.
Oh, yeah. Not cheese. Just cheese. Just put cheese.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
I normally, when I do beans, I spread a little Parmesan.
What about cauliflower? I know she doesn't like mayo, but just hear me out. You cover a head of cauliflower in mayo and then cover that in cheese and you bake it.
Yeah.
And then it just becomes super good.
She likes hot sauce, too. Like some Frank's buffalo.
Some cauliflower bites?
Yeah.
Oh, they're super easy to make. If you want to make cauliflower bites, you just take almond flour because that's like less, I would say it's a less bloaty type of flour.
Right.
Take a head of broccoli, almond flour, one single egg. Do not use more than that. Mix a little bit of garlic salt in that.
Okay.
And then just toss the cauliflower around in that little mixture and bake it for like maybe 20 minutes. And you have perfectly crispy.
You gave me like 9 meal ideas out of this.
Also, if you want to make buffalo, your own buffalo sauce, it's just Frank's and mayo.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh.
And cayenne, if you want it to be spicy.
I don't mind the heat. I'm getting there with my age. The things I enjoy now, drastically different than even 5 years ago.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Like, the salmon, tilapia, sea bass, all has to be done on the grill.
You know, tilapia is a fancy word for catfish.
No, is it?
It's bottom feeder.
Oh, wow.
Oh, it's a really light fish, too. That's like
it's super light,
how I started. Yeah. I still love a good halibut in my fish and chips.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
See, no one else in my house likes fish and chips.
That's a travesty.
Don't like it.
Really?
I'm not a breaded meat gal.
Oh, that's disappointing. We make, Sarah makes a good schnitzel.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? I've gone to KW Oktoberfest so many times. Blesseth that event. I love it. Love the beer, but I cannot eat schnitzel again.
Oh, you're schnitzeled out? Okay, so there. We've handled our food segment. Let's get to Geddes Gossip. Well, being only Thursday, is there one story for you that, for whatever the reason, it stood out?
Oh, well, I just like the fact that Ticketmaster is getting closer and closer to actually having concerts again.
Yes.
Yeah, they might release this app where it'll say the results of your COVID test or whether or not you've got the vaccine. But I would say, for me, that would be worth it. I would love to go back to, not specifically, I don't think that would be worth it for me to go to a concert and sit in arena seats. It would have to be a festival or like a show where there's a dance floor. But
okay, that's fair. Yep.
I just want to, and it's funny, as we've at times, I haven't minded the break from people. No, geez, I'm getting a phone call. Anyway, I haven't minded the break from people, but it's like I am ready to have some fun.
Same.
I want to go out. It's just the crowd, the environment when everybody's vibing and just like having the best time.
Yeah. I mean, I think the break was good for a lot of people, especially people who are constantly busy and almost need to be that. Like, that was me to a point. I was working at a bar every Saturday plus working the regular job.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
It was doing a pretty big toll, all those whiskey shots weekend after weekend. So I'm glad for the break. However, my body is trained and prepared.
Yeah, it's at the point of like, even if it's not like my A1, like, yeah, Foo Fighters, I'll be there. But if it's even something local, like,
I will go to a dumpster fire of a concert. I don't care.
Oh, yeah.
As long as there's a dance floor of some sort, it could be the Wiggles. I'll show up.
What gets me, though, is for someone who you talk about, you're not the most coordinated person, right? Because you don't like running. You don't like those kind of things.
No.
But you love dancing. Huh?
I love dancing. Doesn't mean you have to be good at it. I love a lot of stuff that I'm shit at.
Friends, I don't know how we don't end it there. As always, we appreciate you. Thanks for checking out the podcast and the show weekdays 6 through 10 on Virgin Radio. And enjoy some weekly show highlights. Bye-bye.
97.5 Virgin Radio.
We received a text message last evening from Backstage Ben that we... Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I'm going to pour one out here. Into a glass. This stuff's expensive. I'm not going to pour it on the ground.
Grab a, if you're not behind the wheel, please grab a drink as we are set to honor a member of the Backstage family that passed away last evening. Bowie the Hamster.
Bowie the Hamster, a.k.a. Stardust, a.k.a. Sparkles, a.k.a. Hamsty Hamps the Second.
Would it be okay if I said a few words?
Please do. Please
go
do.
Ahead.
We regret to announce the not entirely unsurprising passing of Bowie. A partially beloved hamster who on the night...
Why are you laughing? This is so upsetting.
I'm crying. I'm so upset. Who on the 9th of November passed away due to boredom at the age of... We don't really know. Maybe two.
Let's go with four, probably. We're not sure.
What's that?
Let's go with two. This unfortunate incident... occurred in the left thruster of Bowie's rocket ship hamster enclosure.
This is so sad.
I can't. Wait, hold on. Oh, Bowie.
Oh, Bowie. We just need a moment of silence. Can we have a break here for a moment of silence for Bowie?
Bowie lived a full life in around 2 years or so. She enjoyed the beautiful sun-filled mornings while rolling around in her hamster ball and while suckling at the metal teat of her water bottle. A sound the Backstage family will never forget.
Kept us up all night.
Bowie is survived by older sister Backstage Bella and the new puppy that has taken all the attention, Backstage Arlo.
Mm-hmm.
Bowie is also survived by some thankless human family members who are now looting the personal effects of the departed.
There will be a posting on Kijiji soon.
Funeral services were held yesterday in the kitchen and interment held in the green bin, which gets picked up Thursday morning.
This is so sad. Stop crying.
R.I.P. Sweet Princess.
Oh, so sad.
Oh.
Oh, Bowie.
Oh, goodness.
We'll miss all the stories Ben never told. And that's all I have to say about Backstage Bowie.
Feels good to let it
out. It's an enriching experience for us. Backstage, Sarah did do up a very nice resting place for Bowie. It was a kiwi shoebox with a nice dishcloth swaddled her. She did request a burial, so I figured that the compost bin was the best, but the box and the rag, unfortunately, are not compostable, so I just had to kind of...
You sorted through Bowie's grave to figure out what was recyclable and what wasn't?
Yes, I care for Mother Nature.
All things returning to the earth.
Exactly.
Okay.
It's the circle of life. The new blood came in a couple of weeks ago, and Bowie decided that, I think, how many do we have now? 7 heartbeats was apparently enough.
Hey, in reality, Bella's probably pretty happy. She's like, hey, it wasn't me.
DJ.
Let's go.
97.5 Virgin Radio.
Bank of Canada unveiling a short list of Canadians who are under consideration to have their image emblazoned on that sick new $5 polymer bills. Still don't like the feeling of the polymer bills. I understand why they shifted from that that poly cotton blend they were using. I totally get it. But that felt like money. This does not feel like money.
It has not impacted my life whatsoever.
I guess if you live in a tap world,
yeah, that's
it is still nice to put your hands on it. But we started off with about 45,000 Canadians submitted. They put the list then down to 600, and then they released an even shorter list. And part of the parameters were, quote, they had to be Canadians that changed Canada and they changed Canada and Canadians for the better. Their impact is known nationally across the country, and their impact reflects Canadian values. So there is a diverse blend on kind of the short list. First generation of influential Inuit printmakers to Robertine Barry. She was the founder of the Canadians Women's Press Club. So there's some really prominent Canadians. Mm-hmm. One that also stands out, I think everybody would know, and that's national icon Terry Fox.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So we'll see. I mean, think of what he did by the age of 22.
That I know, it's crazy.
We've all done in our whole lives combined. Mm-hmm. Some that didn't make it, and I'm red-green.
That's super upsetting, actually. Also, Celine Dion didn't make that list.
John Candy.
Ooh.
Wayne Gretzky.
Eh. Nope. Wayne Gretzky's a no for me. He's a no. He's already so well-known for everything else. He doesn't need to be on a bill.
But he's so well-known.
Yeah, I don't know that, like,
I
mean...
should be about representing, like, that. Somebody pointed this out about the shortlist, actually. Maybe it should not necessarily go to Terry Fox because he gets celebrated, and he should be celebrated so often, but maybe it should go to somebody who's also very impactful, but not as well-known. Seth Rogen would be really funny on a bill. It'd have to laugh somehow. I know. Like, every time you go to
like one of those birthday cards you open up. Yeah. But hey, the good thing is it's not up to us now. We Canadians, they asked, we spoke, they heard us. The decision now moves to the Office of Finance Minister Chrystia Freeland. So she's going to announce who that new face is going to be of the $5 bill early next year, and then it'll be into circulation. They assume by about April-ish, April, May, it'll be the score of the new $5 bill. Now, because Wilfrid Laurier is on it now. But here's the thing, too. So they're going to, Willie's going to get bumped, but they're going to put him up when they redo the 50 or the 100.
Are they?
I'm like, he's already had, look.
He's had his time.
Appreciate all you've done, but couldn't we put someone who maybe didn't make, you know, the number two for the $5 bill? They're impactful Canadians. They've made the finals. Yeah. That's my thing. Let's put a few new faces on.
Yeah.
Can you do like a series?
Yes, you could. Just like those silly coins when they sell you a loony for $15 at
totally,
the mint.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think, is that because though, just like it's maybe possibly easier to counterfeit if they did that with a bill? I don't know.
Well, now with all the paper and the dots and the imagery, that's really tough to replicate. Yeah. You'd just be swapping out the face. Keep the bill the same.
Yeah.
You're just swapping out that head from like, you know, the neck shot up. I like Ben's. You could have collector's edition $5 bills, $50 bills.
Remember they released the quarters for every province and territory? Let's get some different people up on the bills.
When I was little, I would go in and pop those out of the case and go down to Cooper's Variety Store and buy myself some snacks.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, my dad loves me.
$30 snacks. Yeah. Here we go. Turn
it up. Turn it loud. 97.5 Virgin Radio.
Injuries by way of an inanimate object. The story that this one will stick with me for my entire life. It was the first year of college. What up, Fanshawe? Go Falcons. So the house we were renting at the top of the stairs, instead of having like a railing, basically it's like a pony wall, right? Mm-hmm. So it's like a half wall.
Yep.
It has corner beads, which are metal to prevent things from breaking.
Mm-hmm.
So in having some friends over, vids, food, some alcohol, and it turned into, oddly, a game of tag, like physical tag running through the house. But the rule was you couldn't leave the house, that you had to stay inside the house. So when you've got six dudes running around, everybody in and around 6 feet tall, upstairs, someone's cornered, flies out of the room. He peels right to make a turn to go down the stairs, but he cut the turn about 6 inches too short.
Oh,
tall enough, right in that top of your hip right there.
The hip bone, yeah.
Fully chipped it. Do you know the force required to chip that bone?
Chip
that was
hip?
The word, yeah, out of the doctor. Do you realize how much force is involved in chipping that?
Realize like, how fast you're going, son?
Yeah, like a kid running like 16 kilometers an hour, making a right-hand turn a little too early. But the sheer pain, like hearing the squeal cry of someone from that amount of pain.
I'm sure something else got a little smashed up there too, hitting the wall.
Yeah, it could have been crossed up. Yeah, yep. I think there was probably an impact at least of one of two options there. So that for me, that is the King Daddy topper. But we are getting a few others that have landed. So think of these are objects that haven't moved, but you've obviously done something to get involved with them. Someone broke three toes going down a slide. Is that you jump on the slide or you go too soon and they fold down?
Oh,
oh hell. Oh.
You're giving me the tinglies and I don't like it.
You just reminded me of this. What are those? They're called sewer grates that are in the ditches. What are those things called?
Culvers?
Culverts.
Okay.
I was jumping into a snowy ditch once, except for I jumped right on a culvert.
Oh!
That's why I have back problems now. Oh, hashtag man, no sciatica. Oh, what up?
Another text saying, I'm ridiculously clumsy. I've never broken anything, but then a few weeks ago, walking down some stairs, stepped down wrong, fell. The last five steps, rolled and sprained both my ankles.
Both. Ooh. Well, hey, you're staying home. Yeah. Following pandemic rules, aren't you?
That's true. Yeah,
that's right. Then the trouble is we have a bunch in here, but I don't want... They're too graphic.
Some are too graphic. Yes, yes.
I'm trying to think of like how we can bullet point it, but still kind of give you without giving you
the cheese grater one's pretty good.
No.
That might be an immovable object if it's...
Okay.
Yuck.
What if we just said the items that were involved? super hot gravy.
A dog.
Hockey skates, dogs.
Tripping over a dog, though.
Mm-hmm. So that's an inanimate object at that point. Yeah,
does a dog count as an inanimate object?
I mean...
Do you injure yourself on it?
Bella does.
Yeah. Sort of, yeah.
Oh!
How about this one? I'll try it. Little kid on a swing... Jumping off. We all used to love that, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
How about you bite off the tip of your tongue?
Oh!
Yep. So you could have just went with bit the tongue there.
Okay.
How's your breakfast tasting, everyone?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Like pennies.
Turn up the music. I can hear it now. 97.5 Virgin Radio.
How many Mondays? Like seven Mondays now? 8 Mondays until the big old day. All that being said, we've talked about this, Cyber. We've talked about if you're ordering online for the holiday season, get it in now, friends. Most saying if you don't have it ordered by December 1, good luck. You probably won't receive that package.
Oh, really?
It's November 9th. You have time, Laura. But not a lot of it. You are working on the term?
Problem is my time to money ratio is not lining up here either.
Right. That's also a thing a lot of people are going through. Right. That hence why this year, you're probably going to get a lot more homemade gifts than in years past. 85% of people who've made something in quarantine think it's a good idea to give that as a gift. So you could be dealing with some artwork. You talked about some of those resin projects that everybody's doing.
Hey, everybody's doing like art resin pours now. I think they're very gorgeous. A lot of people are making resin pour cutting boards.
Ooh, I'd take one of those.
If I made you one,
yes,
would you be happy with it?
100%.
If I made you, I don't know. You're different.
Okay.
Benny, I know, is easy to buy for already.
I'm a weirdo.
And you are not.
I love running shoes. That's my new thing now.
No, I'm not buying you like a $400 pair of...
No. You can get a lot for under $100. Shop sales, Laura. I mean, we haven't even established our show budget. Photo albums are going to be show big. Things that you knit. Sweaters, blankets, all of that.
What about a giant, one of those like really giant knit blankets with the super thick thread? Would you
yes, like please, I cable? Need a good big blanket.
Yeah,
and we already know you would be happy with anything.
Oh, right.
Remember the big Jeff, cable that I bought my wife? It's not even a placemat. It was so small.
Okay, but would you be satisfied with that?
Honestly, I just want a few days off around Christmas. I don't care about gifts or stuff. I have enough stuff in my life.
You people are the hardest to buy for.
That's not my problem.
I just want to be with the family.
I just want everybody to be happy.
Fine. You know what I want? I want an iPad. I want a PS5. I want a car.
I can't homemade that. I can't homemade it. I'm asking you what? In the homemade umbrella, food?
No. I'm good.
I'm not hungry, and I'd love to be hungry.
Which my diet. Yeah.
I'm not even doing that right now. It sounds so cliche because we had this conversation. Because I want to get into skiing, but I'm hearing some rumblings. There's certain places in town where if you don't already have an annual membership, they're not doing day passes. So I don't know what to do because I didn't get in under the wire.
Oh, wow.
What if I make you a ski hill with a bunch of dog poop?
I was going to say, if you make me a ski, I'll definitely ski it. I want to do that this winter. I need to actually buy skis. That'd be something. So
is there anything under the homemade stuff umbrella that you would appreciate? Because this might be a good bar for people planning on homemaking stuff. If you have somebody like Benny in your life, home make away.
Yep.
If you have like a Jeff, anything.
You know what? I'm thinking all the options, I'm going to say no. There's not a single thing I'd want anyone to make me.
Wow.
What?
Everything is made by somebody.
Sure. A lot of people make iPhones and Yetis and all. I get it. I'm trying to declutter my life. I don't need more stuff into it.
Only giving you homemade stuff.
Perfect. You know what? I would like some coasters. Coasters that don't stick to the bottom of a drink that is wet. There.
Next level, yeah.
Oh.
Figured it out, girlfriend.
Okay.
Coasters.
Seems like a good resin pour.
But they have. They have.
DJ.
Let's go.
97.5 Virgin Radio.
We have an extensive list to this point. We'll add to it. Things that should be universally sized. That starts off. It started with fast food sizing. Again, from a medium to a large, the discrepancy is huge. Some of them are even an extra large. Also on the list, wedding dresses, drill bits, how bright vehicle lights are, notably headlights.
Mm-hmm.
I'm okay with brighter taillights. That's helpful. Women's clothing in general. That I would say the vast majority of texts have come in over that. Yep. One saying, as an adult, I went to a clothing store I used to go to as a teenager. I'm normally a size 4 pant at other stores. I was a size 10. Feel so bad for teenage self-esteem. That's why women's pants should be sized like men's pants.
Which is still, there are discrepancies too.
Yeah.
A 34 or 36 at one place is not the same as another place. I feel like it's supposed to be inches, right? Yeah. Like, is it not supposed to be?
Exactly.
Yeah. I don't know. Speaking of inches, 8 inches should be universal.
All right.
Some people don't know how to measure. I'm just saying that.
Oh, fair enough.
A shower nozzle. Needs to, the temperature nozzle, I mean.
Yeah.
It's which way are you going hot, which way are you going cold? I was at my father-in-law's this weekend. It was the old, where's the symbol? I'd like wipe it off. There's the heat, the little vapor versus the snowflake, meaning cold water.
Yeah.
That would be nice. Mm-hmm. Someone's saying batteries. Should be just one size of battery. That's tough, though. Think of remotes. Then you'd have to universally size remotes.
Mm-hmm.
You could just have little batteries and everything. That'd be really handy, I guess.
Yeah, but you need 60 of them, depending on what you need. I've got to plug 14 batteries into this child's toy. Windshield wiper speed. And backstage, Ben had one that we all went, yes, this makes sense. There's that one thing in your life that you discovered. This needs to be universally sized.
It happened at Christmas, I think, last year, where... I mean, I'm a big fan, especially now that we have a newer couch.
Sure.
Of the good snugs, like some hardcore snugs under a giant blanket. But blankets, why would one exist that can't even cover a 5-foot person's torso? Like I looked at a wide variety of blankets, and they're all rolled up, so you can't tell what the size is unless, somebody could tell me it's 72 inches long or whatever. I don't know what that actually means.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, exactly. But that's I went for one of the more expensive ones because I wanted one that was soft and fluffy. Cable knit, still really nice. But it turned out that if I wanted to cover my toes, it does not get up to my crotch. it's about thigh length.
Oh, so you got thigh-high socks, basically.
Pretty much, yeah, out of this really nice blanket, but it's like a tease for what a nice blanket should be.
And this, for context, this was not an online purchase. Like, you physically put hands on, but it's still bundled up.
In the store.
Laura likes to, she has a different way to find if blankets are soft and fluffy. She goes to Costco.
Oh, yeah, I fist them.
I did that. Fist it all you want. You can't tell what size it is.
Well, you also can't fist them in these day and age. I have stopped fisting during the pandemic.
Oh, due to COVID regulations? Yeah. Okay,
but
that's good.
Second, that's
how nice of you.
It's all over and Costco's open again. My arm will be elbow deep.
Turn up the music. I can hear it now. 97.5 97.5 Virgin Radio.